Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After a big decline early today, stock in Boston-based General Electric made a big comeback today. It closed up 1% this afternoon. The volatile day followed the release of disappointing third-quarter earnings results for the multinational company. With the troubling report comes a promise of big changes at GE. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
It was one of those good news, really, really bad news quarterly reports. On the upside, General Electric's new CEO, John Flannery, told stock analysts in a conference call this morning that revenue rose 14% for the quarter, but that was due to an acquisition. On the downside, earnings per share sank like a stone, barely half what analysts expected. Instead of 49 cents, 29 cents. It was the company's biggest quarterly disappointment in at least the last 17 years. And perhaps worse, cash flow fell almost 80% from a year ago. Flannery couldn't sugarcoat the quarter.
We're deeply disappointed in today's results. They're unacceptable. That is crystal clear to the team here. We fundamentally have a collection of good franchises. We have to run them better.
Flannery said GE's deep dive into its global operations in 180 countries, which started when he took over as CEO 3 months ago, would continue.
We need to make some major changes with urgency and a depth of purpose. Everything is on the table, and there have been no sacred cows.
In fact, Flannery says GE will sell $20 billion in company assets in a year or two to raise cash and make GE more manageable. He didn't spell out which holdings would go, but says he's taking aggressive action on costs, and corporate changes won't be limited to financial cutting.
I'm focusing heavily on the culture of the company. Our culture needs to be driven by mutual candor and intense execution, and the accountability that must come with that.
Corporate heads have already started rolling in Boston headquarters. Three senior officials were replaced last week, and the company is going to change employee compensation and incentive programs. But it's not saying how. Flannery calls the quarterly report a self-help story.
You know what? It's refreshing when somebody's that honest.
Corporate analyst Krista Huff writes a stock market newsletter for Salem-based Cabot Wealth Management. She appreciates that GE's CEO called the company's cash flow horrible, but says honesty only goes so far.
This is a big disaster for the stock. Most likely the dividend will need to be cut because the essential problem right now is focused on cash flow.
GE has continuously paid dividends since 1899, but without enough cash, it can either cut the dividend or take on debt to fund it. Huff expects a cut, but believes, like McDonald's and Microsoft, companies whose stock also suffered greatly in recent years, GE can turn things around. It'll just take time.
I would never sit here and say, oh, nobody should ever invest in GE, but I wouldn't invest in it today. And anyone who thinks you're going to buy the stock today, that's called catching a falling knife, and that's a bad idea.
GE will reveal its dividend plans and specific long-term strategy next month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.